Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. We are going through the prophecies that are leading up to Jesus' crucifixion. And we started out with this week in Luke chapter 24, where it talks about the couple of disciples walking to Emmaus after Jesus' resurrection, and they were troubled and they were talking among themselves, and then Jesus comes up and and walks with them, and so he says, "You know, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad?" And then they ask him, you know, if he doesn't know what has happened, that this Jesus that they thought was going to be their king was killed and crucified, and now somebody said that he rose again. And so Jesus explains to them. He goes starting with Moses and going through all the prophets, and just explains to them that Christ indeed must suffer and die, and that this was all prophesied from the past. So we're going through those prophecies, the things that Jesus would have been talking about, the prophecies he was referring to, and then going to the New Testament to the fulfillment of it. This morning we're going to start with Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 7. I'm going to read verse 7 first. It talks about how his disciples forsook him. "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones." And I also notice verse 6 there. "And one shall say unto him, What are these wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends." So there again, another, you know, clear prophecy of Christ talking about the wounds in his hands and being wounded in the house of his friends. But then verse 7 is what I was really looking at, where it says, "Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. I will turn mine hand upon the little ones." And then if you go back to Matthew chapter 26 and verse 31. Matthew chapter 26, verse 31, first of all, says, "Then said Jesus unto them," talking to his disciples, verse before that says, "And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then said Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad." And so he's actually referring to that same prophecy that we just read in Zechariah chapter 13. Then also in chapter 26, verse 56, where they actually fled. "But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled." So there the disciples left him, just as it was prophesied in Zechariah chapter 13. Then the next one we want to look at is he's accused by false witnesses. And that is prophesied in the Psalms. Psalms chapter 27 is where that is, and I'll go there. Chapter 27, okay, verse 12. Chapter 27, verse 12 says, "Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty." And then also in Psalms chapter 35, it appears again, "False witnesses did rise up, and they laid to my charge things that I knew not." And so it's interesting to me that as David there is writing these Psalms, I don't know what this was, if it was apparently something that they would have sang in their day, But anyway, David just writing his heart and maybe some of the things that he's going through, and here just so clearly, without even knowing it, maybe I'm not sure how that all went, but prophesying of the Messiah several hundred years before. And then that comes in fulfillment in Matthew chapter 26 again, and this time in verse 59 to 60. Now the chief priests and the elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yeah, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses and said, "This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and build it in 3 days." And so, again, a fulfillment of that prophecy where it talks about how false witnesses will come and accuse him falsely in that way. The next one, again, is Isaiah chapter 50. And this is a very clear one. This is one of those that, you know, the wording is so profound. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 6 says, "I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting." So there's, again, showing how Jesus would suffer in that way. And then we go back to Matthew chapter 27 and verse 30. "And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head." And it doesn't mention it in this verse, but it does mention it somewhere. I didn't actually look that up, but where they actually plucked out his hair as well, plucked out his beard. So just a clear prophecy of how Jesus was treated. So then, next one is Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53, and that is, of course, that whole chapter is just full of Jesus' suffering. Okay, we're going to look at verse 7. "He was oppressed." This time it's talking about how he was dumb before his accusers. He did not speak up. He did not argue his cause. "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth." And, you know, it's interesting something about Isaiah 53. We're going to be going there some more as we go through these prophecies, but Isaiah 53 is such a clear prophecy of Jesus, way ahead, and it's interesting that the Jews to this day that refuse to believe in Christ do not. They have a time in their feast or sometime when they read through the book of Isaiah, but they actually skip this chapter for whatever reason. They don't read this chapter, and this whole chapter is just filled with the prophecies of Christ. Then we're going to go back to the fulfillment of that, in Matthew chapter 27. And this time it is verse 12 to 14. "And when he was accused of the chief priests and the elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him, to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly." And again, just very clearly a fulfillment of that prophecy there in Isaiah 53. "As a lamb to the slaughter, he did not open his mouth. He did not argue his cause. He did not try to defend himself, even though all these false witnesses and people were falsely accusing him of all kinds of things. He never defended himself." And so we're gonna stop there for this morning, and we'll pick it up again tomorrow morning. Lord bless you.